Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading this morning, text 28, Canto 1, Chapter 17.
Iti dharmam mahim chaiva santva yitma maharataha nishatam adhati khadgham kale kalaye dharma hetave iti dharmam mahim chaiva santva yitva maharata nishatam adhati khadgham kalaye dharma hetave.
Translation: Maharaj Parikshit, who could fight 1,000 enemies single-handedly, thus pacified the personality of religion and the earth. He took up his sharp sword to kill the personality of Kali, who is the cause of irreligion. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. As described above, the personality of Kali is he who deliberately commits all kinds of sinful acts which are forbidden in the revealed scriptures. This age of Kali will certainly be full of all activities of Kali, but this does not mean that the leaders of society, the executive heads, the learned and intelligent men, and above all the devotees of the Lord should sit down tightly and become callous to the reactions of the age of Kali. In the rainy season, certainly there will be profuse rainfalls, but that does not mean that men should not take means to protect themselves from the rains. It is the duty of the executive heads of state and others to take all necessary actions against the activities of Kali or the persons influenced by the age of Kali. And Maharaj Parikshit is the ideal executive head of state, for at once he was ready to kill the personality of Kali with his sharp sword. The administrator should not simply pass resolutions for anti-corruptional steps, but they must be ready with sharp swords to kill the persons creating corruptions from the angle of vision of recognized shastras. The administrators cannot prevent corrupt activities by allowing wine shops. They must at once close all shops of intoxicating drugs and wine and force punishment, even by death, for those who indulge in habits of intoxication of all description. That is the way of stopping the activities of Kali as exhibited herein by Maharaj Parikshit, the Maharatha. Prabhupada ki jai. Anyone who want to sign up to be an administrator? Few things for this morning's discussion. One is dharma yudha, religious fighting. Which is a big puzzle. If people are religious, modern sentiment is shanti, shanti, shanti. And for that reason, Buddhism is very popular. Increasingly, I don't know about here in India, but in the West, for a number of reasons. It's compassion without God. It's godlessness. Very popular. Nice godlessness. And um, might as well say it, right here in India, one of the saint of our times, Mahatma Gandhi, did not accept Dharma Yuddha. I imagine you're aware of that. His message was, passive nonviolence, non-cooperation, civil disobedience movement. I don't know if you're aware, but in his commentary on Bhagavad Gita, he said some, from our perspective, outrageous things. One of them was, there was no battle of Kurukshetra. My Krishna is not a person who would induce Arjuna to fight. And if there is such a person, that I'm supposed to, if I'm a Hindu, accept that he induced Arjuna to fight, then I reject my Hinduism. So how does he explain, the Kurukshetra battle? It's an allegory. That's how he explains it. There's a struggle between, the senses and the sense objects. And the struggle is the Kurukshetra battlefield. It's all allegorical. So it's popular. And he's, scholar of Bhagavad Gita. He's acclaimed that way. Chanter of Ram's name. What did Ram do? So what does his chanting of Ram mean? And what does the Bhagavad Gita's message mean? Where does Dharma Yuddha fit in? Well, here we are in the Bhagavatam, and it's Dharma Yuddha. And those who are powerful kings, Maharathas, but dharmic Maharathas, there's a dharmic, there's lots of people that are strong and powerful and have armies and weapons, and modern times are filled with, just read any news thing for this one session, just open it up and see what it says. And it's people that have power, but they don't have the understanding of how to apply the power. And the application of Dharma Yuddha is when there's discrepancy of religious principle. Just a little sharing. When Prabhupada started the Hare Krishna movement in the West, it was in the 60s, 1966 is when, because we'll be celebrating the 50th anniversary in 2016. So ISKCON was formally established in 1966. And during that period of time, there was United States of America had declared war on Vietnam. And there was this very, very unpopular war. And so people were, peace, love, flowers, flower children, kind of sentiment. And that was the audience that Prabhupada was speaking Bhagavad Gita to. So naturally there was a pushback about, war. Here, take the scripture that talks about inducing someone to take part in a war. Ooh. There was people that understood that message were resistant. So Prabhupada had to explain this principle of Dharma Yuddha to that audience. And one thing I remember very clearly is that Prabhupada said, since the Kurukshetra battle, there has not been a religious war, meaning people fight on other principles. So fighting is not sanctioned. Religious principles comes first, and then one of the religious principles is that discrepancy in dharma is to be checked. It's one of the duties of the administrator is to see that people are following their prescribed duty. And if they're... The first sentence. One who is deliberately committing all kinds of sinful acts which are forbidden in the scriptures, the administrator has to set that straight. It's not like right away he's got his sword ready to chop people, but he must do that. I remember a room conversation Prabhupada was having in Stockholm, Sweden, with the ambassador from India to Sweden, a very educated Indian man, and Prabhupada was saying, you as administrators should see that people are following their dharma, whatever the religion is. And he was saying, you're a very nice man, polite, educated, Swamiji, we can't do that. He said, no, it's not that you have to promote this religion over that religion, but whatever the religion, you have to see that they're following. And if they're not following, then you step in and request them to follow their religion. Swamiji, secular state, we can't do that. And if the administrators don't do that, then what happens? It's a vacuum where Kali very quickly fills. So within this religion, that religion, the other religion, under the banner of the religion, people are doing irreligious things all over the world. And then there's the non-religious people that do whatever they want to do. So it's a duty of an administrator to check that. And when there's explicit, deliberate sinful acts, he gives this example of wine shops. You know, it's not popular what Prabhupada is writing. Close the wine shops. Governments have tried to do that. The United States government tried to do that in some period of history. And it just went underground. And it created a whole network of crime. Al Capone, that name doesn't mean much to you people in India, but organized crime as a result of prohibition, they called it. No intoxication. It's out of control. So they allowed it. And then they allowed it through taxation, heavy taxation. But then the government was getting such revenue, they liked it. They liked it. And on and on and on and on and on and on and on. So the emphasis, strong emphasis, is administrator must. Appropriate to the violation, administrator must act according to the codes of Dharma and ensure the codes of Dharma are upheld. And if the administrator doesn't know the codes of Dharma and doesn't administrate according to the codes of Dharma, we know, like in Vedic culture where there's no king, the learned personalities are very concerned. There must be a king, because when there isn't a king, what's going to happen? Thieves will come out. Law-breaking people will proliferate. So wise, the brahmanas understand there must be kshatriyas, qualified kshatriyas. How are you going to get a qualified kshatriya in the age of Kali? So Prabhupada is stating in the purport, it's not that, I'll read it, well, specifically for us, it's not that as devotees, well, what can we do? It's just the age of Kali and la-di-da. We must do something according to our position. Our position is not get a sword and go, chop people. That's not our position. Unless somebody is a exalted Vaishnava Kshatriya. But barring that, we must do something. Here's Prabhupada's words. The age of Kali will certainly be full of all activities of Kali. But this does not mean that the leaders of society, the executive heads, the learned and intelligent men, or above all the devotees of the Lord, that's us by the way, should sit down tightly and become callous to the reactions of the age of Kali. Then he gives the example of rainy season. You do something when it's rainy season. So what is it that we're supposed to do? devotees. What are we supposed to do? It's within the text, not within this particular purport. He's emphasizing the what the Kshatriyas are supposed to do. What the devotees are supposed to do is assist Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There's that very nice verse in the Bhagavatam that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears, Sango Pangastra Parshadam Yagyai Sankirtana Prayayu Jantihi Sumedasa. That when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears, he appears with his expansions and his weapons. You know, what are Lord Chaitanya's weapons? He doesn't have a sword, doesn't have bow and arrows, doesn't have a Sudarshan chakra. Well, he has, he's checked from deploying it by Lord Nityananda. He has his associates, and his associates are his astras. The Sankirtan movement itself is the astra. So that's what devotees are supposed to do. That's the place where we can take shelter and do something because of the condition. We can do something. What's that? Propagate the Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that means all of its various, you know, there's the Air Force, and there's the Navy, and there's the artillery, and there's the infantry, and there's the this, and that. So there's the different elements in warfare, different astras. And so we have Harinam Sankirtan, and we have book distribution, and we have training and education, we have outreach of the prasadam distribution, and festivals, and this and that, and the other thing. That's what we can take shelter of, to systematically propagate. That's one of the seven principles, or purposes, excuse me, of ISKCON, to systematically propagate the values of the Srimad Bhagavatam's message. It's not callous and casual, it's war. It's a mission on behalf of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And as devotees, we take that mission seriously. That's our shelter, is this, the Srimad Bhagavatam, receiving it and giving it. Exactly as what Bhaktisiddhanta said to Srila Prabhupada, by taking this message, you will benefit and they will benefit. Same. We will benefit and others will benefit. And it's something we dutifully need to do. Compassion is natural in the heart of someone that has even a little spiritual qualification. So we don't have so much spiritual qualification, but some compassion must be there. And even if it's not there, we do dutifully, because those that are compassionate are guiding us that way. And we propagate. Now just back again, quickly, to the Dharma Yudha. It has its place. There must be qualified people to exercise that strength. And our responsibility, practicing Vaishnavas, is to be exemplary according to our position, and those who are qualified as teachers are to guide and instruct those who can be so qualified. There are people in the younger generation. I met one, a young man who goes to a university in America. His name is Sebastian. He's from South America, attending a university in New Jersey. And he has this idea of becoming, I mean, he doesn't have the language, but becoming a religious leader. A government person that has religious values. So he's studying political science and religion, because he doesn't know. Just like the spirit, who knows what will happen later in his life, but he wants to understand religious principles and work in a government position where he's standing by religious principles. So he really likes Bhagavad Gita. He's studying it from that perspective. It's interesting. Who knows who's going to receive Bhagavad Gita? You know, your new prime minister has his, who knows what Bhagavad Gita edition he's giving to people, but when he visited Japan, the emperor of Japan got a Bhagavad Gita. Right? You heard that one. So, let's see what the future holds. At least for us, the principles of purity found within the pure message of Bhagavad Gita as Prabhupada has given it to us, and the Bhagavatam as Prabhupada has given it to us, we're to receive it and give it as according to our capacity. I'm going to end there, see if there's any discussion. Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you.